Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm all excited. It's Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of the show. And we are in the conference room. I think it's the conference room for O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Solutions. They're our host all week. It may be the conference room. It might also be a deposition room. And I'm looking at Mark Z, asking him, don't you think this might be a deposition room as well?
Definitely a deposition room. And
right.
It's great to be here and talking to the best of the best
talented attorneys. So this is a deposition room. So you can't lie, right? You're under oath?
I'm under oath.
How long have you been in love with me?
Always. Always. From the moment I met you.
That's Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing, my co-host and buddy. I love having Mark Z around me.
Back at you.
Our next guest, a great law firm. My wife tells me that. Shira Hama from Bowditch and Dewey. And just a little bit about her, a president of the Women's Bar Association, estate planning lawyer with a focus on the to meet the needs of the elders and other special needs, correct?
Correct.
Right. So welcome. And you know, you have a nice niche. So why don't you tell us about it?
Thank you. Yes, my focus is on helping elders and families who have children with special needs. So people come to me for a variety of reasons. They want to protect their assets. They want to protect their assets from estate taxes. They want to protect their assets from the expense of long-term care. And they want advice on how to do that. They need information on long-term care insurance. They need to know if they have enough money to pay for long-term care. They also need information on how to protect the people that they love. How do they protect their spouse if they have a long-term care need, or their children? If you have a disabled child, you're concerned about stretching private resources to meet the needs of your disabled child, which
right.
means you need to help maintain eligibility for benefits and use those private dollars to supplement what the state may provide.
Right.
And certainly at this point, there's shifting fields. There's benefits increasingly at home. But costs are going up, and so the state is pulling back, and that means that individuals have to prepare themselves for the uncertainties.
Right, and I know that one of the big plans that employers introduced over the last 20 years, and now a lot more people are getting involved in it, are these long-term care plans. But it sounds like, just like costs going up, they're becoming more costly because more people are interested in these plans.
Yeah, I always have clients take a look. Take a look at long-term care insurance and see what it costs. See if you can afford it. If it fits in your budget, then it's probably a good thing to have. From where I sit, everybody's using those plans. They're using them to stay at home.
Right.
They're using them in assisted living, and they're using them in nursing homes.
You know, it's funny. I just met with close friend last week to talk about one of those plans, and I'm a big proponent of them. And I, you know, it may not cover, because I don't know what the expenses are going to be, certain extreme illnesses that, let's say, could happen to my wife or I. But it really does, it does take away a lot of the burden and the stress from the family, I think, having these policies in place too, because then they're not put into a position of having to make decisions. It is there for you at least to get started. And I think it is an investment also at the same time, if they're structured correctly. There's a lot of logic in them, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. It protects your assets so that you don't have to spend as many of them on the cost of long-term care. And
right.
let's face it, people are living longer. We have more dementia. You know, people need assistance, and people want to stay at home. And
right.
that's the big thing. Get a policy that would provide benefits to you at home, and hopefully at the same rate as in a nursing home. But there is a cost, but
right.
people need to plan on that cost, because otherwise you're looking at using your own resources to cover that cost fully, or you're looking toward eligibility for Medicaid, which is a safety net program. So that means you've depleted many of your assets in order to enjoy that benefit.
It was interesting. My mother-in-law had worked for a major hospital, and part of the perks, which is why I'm so familiar with it, was the long-term care. And that was very helpful, as you say, in just terms of her different stages of life.
You know, I also saw it in a different way on the weekend. I was traveling. I won't say where I was. And someone I've known my whole life, who lived very well their whole life, 87, is living in a home, not of the nicest of homes. There was a trust involved, and they don't have access to all the funds. There's money there, but they don't have access to it because of the way the trust was set up. And if they had insurance, there wouldn't be an issue here.
Well, it can make a big difference to people, as can a properly set up trust. That's why I like to meet my clients younger.
Right.
And that way I know what their goals are up front. I know what they care about. And then over time, if they do lose the capacity to make decisions for themselves, I can advocate for them. I can work with the people that they've put in charge to make medical decisions, to make financial decisions. Maybe there is a trust in place, and maybe we are talking about benefits. But whatever it is that's important to that client, you know, the earlier I meet them in their retirement journey, the better.
I think that's right. And even though people don't always think about those things earlier on. And just to add to my story, what made it very interesting for me is that there was probably a very sizable estate there, but everything was clear cut in the trust that it was bypassing to go to grandchildren and people like that. And the grandchildren and the children didn't want to lose their share. And if there was insurance in place, there wouldn't have been any issue.
Right.
And, you know, jealousy, as you know, it can raise its head, or greed at any age. And this is a good way to sort of plan your life ahead.
The other thing, Kristen, which I think is really interesting, I mean, obviously I'm in the search business, so I meet estate planning attorneys all the time. But what's interesting, and with your area, is your specialty with elder care has become so big. And I think it really sounds like you were out ahead of it. You even were involved in an elder care project. And I think that our society, again, with people living longer and planning, but there really aren't many people that do what you do. I mean, and the people that do, usually I find they're really junior people. They put out the shingle that I do elder care. But it really sounds like you really balance between your high-end estate planning and practice, which you do on one end, with elder care, because you've gotten so much involved in it.
Right. I do think that my experience with elders and working on elder care issues has helped me to become a better estate planner, because over time you realize that you have to guard the original plan. I don't know what the plan was on that trust and why those funds aren't available, presumably to the person who set up the trust. But
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I mean, clients, when they come to me, you know, the first priority has to be to protect them,
right,
during their lifetime. And then how do we do that? And then let's talk about the other people, the charities and the other loved ones that they want to protect. But people really have to be thoughtful about protecting themselves and their spouses first. Because if you put the wrong people in control, you've lost control. And
right,
if you put the right people in control, what you've really done is given yourself control beyond a period that you otherwise would be able to make decisions for yourself. So that's a really important point for people to consider.
Excellent. Now, do you collaborate a lot of times? You know, we work with a lot of entrepreneurs and business people, and Jeff particularly is involved with a lot of consulting to family businesses. And I know a few people that you had an older father that needed the income in terms of long-term care and then had some issues, and there became some issues with the son taking the business over. Do you a lot of times work with families as far as these type of situations?
Absolutely. You know, a business interest very well may be the largest asset that somebody owns, and they may care very deeply.
A lot of times it is.
About
it's their savings account, the business.
Yeah, it's their savings account. It's something that they really want to get to the next generation. There may be estate tax that's involved. How are those taxes going to get paid without having to sell that business? Another use of insurance.
Right.
But yes, I oftentimes work with families about, you know, what are their goals for that business? How do they see it fitting in? Who's going to run this business? Do the family members, the children, does the next generation have the skills needed to run that business? So that's a big area.
Well, you're also, you know, you've given yourself back to the profession, being president of the WBA. Can you talk to us a little bit about that before you go?
Sure. The Women's Bar Association is a an association across the state of Massachusetts. We have over 1,500 members, lawyers and judges, and we are an organization that fully supports the advancement of women in the legal profession and also in a just society. So we work on all kinds of things that help advance women. So whether it's legislation or opportunities within their firm or appointments to the bench, we've got women's back.
That's very nice. If somebody wants to find you at Bowditch & Dewey, how would they find you?
Well, they can find me at bowditch.com. I'm on LinkedIn. They can also find me on the WBA website.
Excellent.
And Mark always likes to ask people, he shows his age, what's your phone number?
It's on the signature line of my email. So if you email me, I will give you all my phone numbers.
I want to thank you for being on the show again today.
No,
will you come back
you.
And tell us some more stories, especially some elder care cases, give people a sense of what's really going on?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, you'd be a good person to have on again. We like what you're doing.
All right,
good.
Thank
Please
you.
Please keep up the great work.
All right, my name is Chris. Will be reaching out to you. That's great. I'm booking something. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show. I'm also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, here with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Again, thanks to our friends for arranging this whole week at O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Solutions. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.